I think all this talking.
All right. 120. If you don't get a hold of them today, let's put a little courtesy call to them tomorrow. This is all just sending. Miss Tina, it's Jasmine with Deluxe Home Care. How are you today?
With who?
The home care agency that's been assisting.
What is your name?
Jasmine. Miss Becky's not here, so she asked me to follow up with you for Jesse.
Okay. What home health care?
This is Deluxe Home Care. We put in a request for services on the 19th.
Well, actually, I didn't hear back from you guys, so I put in for someone else.
I see Tina's looking for a new agency for her dad. Jesse and I transferred to the state. She hung up, said she would call back when she had time. That was on the 18th. They called you back. No contact was made. Then they put in an online referral for your dad. Called Tina regarding her dad's home care. Left voicemail and text the same day. They've just been trying to help you. I see here didn't get to speak to Tina regarding staffing, and then
they didn't say they were from Deluxe. They didn't say they were from Deluxe. I think they said a health care, just like you just said. So, and no one left a message. I didn't receive any messages.
It says left voicemail and text. Not sure.
Well, I'm trying to hear back from someone. If I don't hear back this week from anyone, then I'll give you guys a call back.
Well, the thing is that there's an online request made for a transfer request. It's mm-hmm. already been placed. So we're just trying. Are you going to be his caregiver, or he still needs an aide?
No, he needs an aide. I work every day.
Right. You're the point of contact, right?
Right.
Right. So they have identified an aide. We're just waiting for the state to do, you know, their due diligence and catch up to this request and make the official changes. You're waiting to hear back from someone that could potentially be his aide so we can hire them, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So all you need to do, do you have our information? Because I need you to call me once you've identified that person so we can run the background right away and clear them.
No, I don't have. No, I'm talking about I'm waiting for the other people to locate an aide who can actually work at 6 a.m. I'm not getting any luck with someone who wants to come in that early. Do you have people to come in that early?
Well, we have aides that have been identified for him. Are you looking specifically for a start time? Because that's not on the notes. You need what's
yes.
the start times that you need?
6 a.m.
Specific times needed. That's nowhere in this conversation. Let me write that down for you. Because they have an aide, but without hours, they're just going to send an aide at whatever time the aide is available. But you need specific hours covered. Let's put that down. Needs, and is he gender friendly or does it matter? Needs specific.
No, he gets along better with this, with females. The males don't seem to be too attentive, and it just didn't work out.
All right. Needs female aid, specific hours covered. Is it a 7-day care?
No, it's a respite care. Sometimes on the weekend, not Sundays, just Saturdays, but 5 days a week, guaranteed 5 days a week.
Okay, what start time, 6 a.m. to what time?
Six, he's guaranteed, let's see, are you aware of how many hours he's guaranteed?
I can open up the care plan. Do you know how many hours? Because if not, I'm going to go in the care plan and calculate it.
Just go in the care plan.
Right. Hold on. Let me check. 1 second. Did we do this one, Nathan? We didn't, right? We didn't find out? Hold on 1 second. Something is wrong. 2, 4, 6, 8. His date of birth, the format. It looks good to me. All right, let me just, I'm going to skip him for now, okay? Let's write a little note to yourself that we got to go back to Nathaniel, see if there's a number in Fusion that we can, an alternate number to reach him. All right, now let me go back to Mr. Jesse. Jesse's the first name, Barry is the last, correct?
Yes, it's is Mr. J-E-S-S-E. Barry, B as in boy, E-R-R-Y.
All right, Jesse Berry, 1 second, and got to copy and paste information from one system to the next, okay? Just bear with me. I'm going to grab his birthday's 1/19/26.
Nope. How could it be 26?
Oh, that's date referred to the state. I'm sorry. 11/6/37, date of birth. Here we go.
Yes.
Now, let me go back to get his Medicaid ID. Why does she have that number? See that case number next to it? See that? That throws the system off. And then we can't find the patient with that little comma there. I'm going to just take that off, okay? I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Please hold.
Mm-hmm. So basically, he has 312 units a month. That breaks it down to 18 hours a week. Does that sound good? 18 hours per week?
That's what the math. That's what the math is giving us. Let me break it down again.
That's not correct.
Let me break this down again. 312 units divided by 4 divided by 4.3. Yeah, 18.13. And you said that it's a five-day care plan.
They must
He
have cut
gets
his
3 hours
hours.
and 62 minutes a day, which is
No.
basically 4 hours every visit.
That's not correct. It's supposed to be more than that.
So let me break it down to you. So for personal care, right, for the bathing, the diet, the dressing, the grooming, the meal prepping, the running errands, the trash, the laundry, he has 312 units, okay? For basic respite, he has 322 units. It's a completely different care that's attached to his care plan.
Okay,
So
what he's been getting is this 6.5 hours or more per day,
yeah, because
not.
what they're doing is they're combining the regular PCA, which is personal care, right, with the basic respite. So they're giving him 2 hours in addition to respite, in addition to his personal care. So if you add those together, then yeah, that'll make your six. Because four and two is six. But I'm just
Oh, I
calculating the
didn't know
personal
that.
care hours.
I
Yeah.
didn't know that. I didn't know 4 and 2 was 6.
Meaning, because there's two different care plans designed to do the same thing. It's just on a different line. So I could only talk to you about personal care, which is the PCA hours, which equate to 18 a week. When you say he has more, and I look in his basic respite, it's 2 additional hours. So it would make sense, you're six because the 4 plus 2.
Well, what if I don't want to use the respite hours
You don't
until
need to.
I choose to?
You don't need to. You don't need to. Respite basically is giving the care, giving yourself or the primary caregiver a break. So respite is someone that just comes in and basically handholds him, talks to him,
Yeah, I
provides
know what it is.
companionship.
I know what it is.
There you go.
Well, I need someone there at 6 a.m. If you can find someone for sure before I switch over. I'm not doing any more switching because you would be the fourth agency because no one's consistent. No one wants to come to work. They show up late or don't show up at all. Last minute call in. I'm sick of it. You know,
Yeah.
I'm gonna start filing complaint with the state of Missouri
You
about
can.
this.
Yeah, you can. It's called provider complaints, but you can do that.
I know the law. I
Yeah.
know what I can do and can't do. But if you can find somebody that comes in at 6 a.m., you give me a call back. If
So
not,
it's gonna be from
I'll push
six,
further.
seven, eight, nine, 10. 6, 7, 8, 9. So it's 6 to 10, correct?
No, I'm gonna go ahead and use some of those hours during the week for respite. So
So
I say,
your
so
the
I say.
4 hours for the 18 hours that you get a week for personal care, it's 4 hours. So it would be from 6 in the morning to 10. Now your 2 hours of respite, you can add it after the personal care. So your hours that need covered would be from 6 in the morning to 10, which is your primary care physician, meaning personal care assistant. It's the showering, the grooming, the cleaning, the cooking, things of that nature.
Okay. So what has been the way I've been doing it before you called? I get the 6 hours and 45 minutes. So I would like to keep it that way
So do you
for
want
now.
some do you want someone to come in for the whole 6 hours and 45 minutes?
Yep.
Okay, so that's from 10, 10,
It's 12:45.
12:45. All right, so let me put that in. All right, Miss Tina, I'm gonna put this in, and they're just waiting on the state to call you back because the request just went in on the 19th, and as you know, it takes anywhere between 30 to 45 business days for changes to be made to a care plan. Okay.
No, it's been shorter than that.
Well, hopefully.
If it's that long, they need to expedite it. I can't wait that long.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm just telling you what the state tells us. So that's just where we at. All right?
Okay, I'm just gonna have to give them a call.
You can. You can always do that. And follow up with the request. Do you still have all our information, Miss Tina?
No, you're gonna have to email it.
What's your email, Miss Tina?
That's Sweet. That's sweet.
Sweet.
Like Barry, my last name. Berry. 1867@yahoo.com.
Okay, that's sweetberry1867@yahoo.com. Got it.
Yes. What is your name again?
This is Jasmine. Can you please email her? This is his point of contact, the daughter. She wants, what is it that you want? You wanted, what is it that you want emailed to you?
All your information, where you're located, and all of that. The name of your company.
She wants the address, phone number, our location, and the name of the agency.
And who's the manager there?
All right, got you.
Who's the manager there?
I am.
Okay, put your name there too.
Okay.
Please. Okay, if you can find someone, get back with me before the end of this week and let me know if you can get someone that can come in at 6 a.m. and be on time every day.
So,
and
I'm going to tell you something right now, okay? Good luck with that.
I beg your pardon?
Good luck with that. Because as an agency, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. The work ethics, it's gone. What it used to be. And as an agency, we can hire, develop, and send someone to your home. And if the aid doesn't show, there's nothing that we can do. All we can do is go back to the drawing board and continue to search for another aid that's going to be consistent for you. So what you're looking for in an agency is the response level to your father's needs and how quickly we can restaff them. Because at this point, if you're looking for someone to be there consistently, I can't guarantee you that. I can try.
I already know that.
Because when you're telling me, I need you to send someone that's here, I cannot promise you that. All I can do is try my best.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
I already know that. I've been through it. You will be the fourth agency.
And I know. I know.
I don't play with people. My time, my dad's time, and my time is very precious, and I don't like wasting time.
Everybody's time is very, very valuable, as we all.
Well, everybody don't value other people's time. They don't think
true.
They think their time is more important than others.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. But if they did look a little further, they would realize that everyone's is valuable. But you're right.
Yes, everybody's yes. valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Sweetberry, you enjoy your day. I'm making notes of this, okay? And
okay.
Good luck with your dad. We'll reach out to you once we have a description of what you're looking for, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to Deluxe. You take care. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.